And we are off. Mitzvah Samach Hey. Mitzvah 65. Shalola Anos Yasom Va'almana. Not to literally torture La'anos, to make fun of, to insult. Again, Yasom and Almana. As the Torah tells us in this week's Parsha, right after Ger, as we spoke about the past 2 days, Lo Sodav Lo Sochatzenu, right after that, the Pasuk says, Kol Almana V'Yasom Lo Sa'anun. Do not take advantage of... hurts verbally in any way a widow or an orphan. Im ane ta'ane oto, the Torah tells us, if you do it, ki im tsa'ok yitzak elai, they will scream to me, v'shamoa eshmatza akaso, I will hear their cry. Not very often Hashem promises, I will listen to the person who davens to me. Right here, Hashem makes that promise. If you make fun of an orphan or a widow, and you make them feel bad, and they cry to me, I will listen to them. V'chara api, I will get angry. Again, not something you find by many mitzvos, the Torah says. V'haragti eschem v'charev, I will chiv misa. Misa b'dei shamayim, right here. V'haragti eschem v'charev, I will kill you with a sword. V'hayu, and then nishechem almanos v'neim yisomim. Basically, mida k'neged mida. You're making fun of them, I'm going to make your wife and children into widows and orphans. That's what the Torah says. If Rachmana l'tzlan, somebody does not treat a widow and an orphan in the proper way. So says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shenimnanu mehechbid b'maisa o afila b'dibur. We are forbidden to act in a heavy way. Mehechbid b'maisa o afila b'dibur. In action or in speech, al hayisomim v'almanos. On orphans and widows. Shenamar, as the Pasuk says, kol amanav yasom lo sanun. Aval kol masa'o matanos shel adami mahem yihyeh b'nachas u'b'chesed u'b'chemla. Everything that we do with them has to be with kindness, with gentleness, with compassion. There is a machlokas in the Medrash between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Should this Avera be understood literally as only applying to those who are widows and orphans, or any downtrodden, low-level in society person? In Os Aleph, the Minchas Chinuch points out that this machlokas in the Medrash turns out to be a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Because if you look at Rashi on our pasuk, Rashi says it's lav dafka, orphans and widows. Is anyone? Rashi says who adin l'chal adam el shadibra kasa behovel lefi shem teshushe koach v'davar matzui la'anosam. Any nebuch person, if you make fun of them, if you torture them, if we stick it to them because of their position, that's this iser daraisa. Says Rashi is lav dafka, a widow or an orphan, is anyone who is in that situation in life. But if you look in the Rambam devotes a separate halacha to this area in Hilchas Deos. All the way beginning of Mishnah Torah, the Rambam says in Vav Yud, Chayiv Adam Lihizar B'Yisomim V'Almanos V'B'Neshin Nafshon Shefela L'mod. We'll get to this in the Chinuch also. Their soul is very low. V'Rucham Nemucha Afal Pi Shehein Bali Mumin. We'll get to the next lesson in the Rambam in a second. Heich Noagad Iman Lo Yidaber Alei Melarakos Be Soft Lo Yinog Behem Alamin HaKavid. Only act properly. V'Lo Yachiv Gufam Ba'avoda V'Libam V'Doram Kashim. If there's a widow that works for a certain institution, they have to be extra special care how they treat that widow. The Rambam does not say it applies outside of widows and orphans. So it's not a good thing, but does one violate this Isser Daraisa outside of orphans and widows? It does not sound like it in the Rambam. So it seems to me the Minchas Chinuch understands it this way as a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Good. Next paragraph. Misharshi HaMitzvah, the Shorish behind the Mitzvah. Mashika Safti B'Samuch is what I wrote up above. B'Inyan Ager, Levi She'elo Ein Teshushe Koach. These are those who are weak of strength. She'ein Lohem Misha Yiton Ta'anosa B'chol Nefesh. There's nobody that's going to stand up for them. An orphan. There's nobody that's going to stand up for them. As we'll see in the Rambam, but I'll mention it now, orphan here means missing either parent. Not dafka both. Either parent. Yasumei av or yasumei aim. That is an orphan. Somebody doesn't have both parents. Says the chinuch, because they have nobody to claim for them. There's no father there. There's no husband there. And so beautiful Hara, Rav Hirsch, on the pasuk says, where does the word almana come from? Why do we call a widow an almana? From the word elaim, and elaim is a mute. There's nobody to talk for her. She lost her mouthpiece. She lost her husband. That's an almana. Right, because she has nobody to stand up for her. Kamosha haya osa isha almana avien shel yisomim, like the husband, the father would have done im hayakayim if he would have been standing. The alkein hiziratanu torasenu hashlema. That is why the Torah, which is complete in everything it gives, the Torah shlema tells us that we must liknos midas chesed v'rachamim benafshenu v'niyah yisharim b'chol ba'aseinu. We have to be have rachmanis and compassion and be straight in all of our ways. Ke'ilu yesh kenegdenu toein. We have to imagine what would the father say if the father was here. What would the husband say if the husband was here? In any type of situation, we have to think and picture in our minds as if this child was not an orphan. To be have compassion on them. Even more than we would do if the father was there, we have to do our best. There's a beautiful, just one-liner. A couple of years ago, Rahman al-Islam, there was the tragedy in Mumbai. Remember, the yeshiva went to the Levi in Kfar Chabad. So remember the many, many speeches there. I just remember one thing that Rabbi Lau, the former chief rabbi, said that if we look in the first Hallelujah that we say every morning, we describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he helps out everybody. Oseh mishpala shukim, nosin lechem larevim, he gives food to bread to those who are hungry. Hashem matir asurim, Hashem pokeach ivrim, they're all washin rabim. All of them. So kev kafufim, ohev tzadikim, until you get to the last one. Yasom va'almana ye'odeid. Not ye'odedam. He encourages, he gives chizuk to each orphan and widow personally. That's the diuk of David HaMelech. All of them are lashon rabim until you get to the last one. Yasom va'almana ye'odeid. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares and takes care of each and every orphan. That's Rabbi Lau's diuk in the Hallelujah. There's also an important story to mention with a ha'ara of the Minchas Chinuch. Just stop here for a minute. If you look at the Minchas Chinuch all the way at the end, in Os Tes, turning over the page, Minchas Chinuch asks a question that, again, one of the classic Minchas Chinuch questions that nobody else would ask. We know there is an institution called Gershen Isgayer Kekatan Shenova Dami. A ger, somebody that converts, is as if he's a child born, meaning he's not related to any of his family members. Midaraisa, a child does not yarshin his father. Midaraisa, midarabanan, we might say. He might not want to become Jewish, so there might be issues drabanan. But daraisa, he's like a newborn baby. Gershon Isgayer Shenova Dami. What exactly is the source of that is unclear. The Gemara says it a number of times. The Chasam Sofer says, I'm not sure what the source is. The Meshech Chachma, in one place in Sefer Dvarim, says, he suggests a source where he says, Shuvu lachem la'aleichem, after Matan Torah, he says, go back to your tents. But many of them were married to women that were usher to them before the Torah, and now they're usher because of the halos of Arayas, and the fact that the Torah says, go back to your tents, means they can marry whoever they want. So that was the Meshech Chachma's suggestion of what the source of that principle is. But says the Minchas Chinuch, V'ani Mesupuk, I have a doubt. Im Gershon is Gairu, Bana Vaktanimimo. Let's see a whole family of non-Jews convert. So do those children have the status of Yesomim, of orphans? Because physically, they're someone who is standing up for them. But halachically, they're not related. The Alpidini HaTorah Ein Lahem Kurva, the Kagan Shanolodam. It's like a katan. Mikomakom Efshar Deino Over Belavze the Yasom. It's possible that you don't violate because Tatam. Well, if you look at the reason, what's the whole reason that we can't be? Because they have nobody to stand up for them. But here they have somebody to stand up. He has his father. Okay, halachically, it's not his father. Gershon is Gayer. So he's not sure. Vakan Be'emes Yishlo Avshomi Befanav. Rock, Ladini HaTorah, Gazar Akasa Dino Nekshav La'av. Okay, there's certain halachas. He's not called an Av. For Yerusha, for this, for that. But maybe for this Isser, you would say that he is called an Av. Aval Einu Chash Koach, Ki Avid Omeid Be'avura, Karach Me'av, Efshar Dino Over. He's not sure, but it's a fascinating question. Halachically, they're not related, so does he have the status of an orphan, even though his father, his biological father, is staring at him in the face? Okay, that's a shiloh. There is a story that Rav Soloveitchik told over. If you want to look it up, Rav Kefen has it in his book on the Rav, in volume 1, page 137 to 139. Okay, it's a well-known story. It's known as the Gert Sedek of Vilna. I think I said there was a story that there was a very high count that his son converted to Judaism. Sometimes the Yahadus, and it was a whole big thing that this count's child converted to Yahadus. Finally, because of Mesira, the child ended up being caught by the authorities, and he was sentenced to death. He was sentenced to death unless he renounced his Judaism and came back to his other religion. So he writes there, in spite of his high birth, he was sentenced to death and was executed on the second day of Shavuos, 1749, in the cathedral square in front of the famous cathedral in Vilna. and after his execution, v'chulu. But the story that the Rav quoted from his father, Rav Moshe, who heard it from his father, Rav Chaim, who heard it from his father, the Beis HaLevi, who heard it from a Talmud of Rav Chaim Yivalazhin, who heard it from the Gra. So that goes back to the Gra. That the night before the execution, the night of Shavuos, second night of Shavuos in 1749, this Ger was sitting in jail because he was going to be executed the next day, and he was depressed. So the Gra went to visit him. That's why it's a story that was told over to the Gra's Talmud, v'chul, and the Rav told it over. And the night before the execution, the Vilna Gaon visited the Ger Tzedek. And the Graf began to cry. He says, "Why are you crying? Are you afraid?" The Ger Tzedek replied, he was only afraid of one thing, that he would be lonely in the world to come. Neither his father nor his mother were Jews. As the only Jew in the family, he would be a stranger. Gershon is Skyer, Kakat and Shinola dummy. You know very well the relationship between the father and the son is completely abandoned when one becomes a convert. Therefore, I'm going to be all alone in the world to come. He cries to the Gra. Says the Gra. The Pasuk says in Yeshayahu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani Rishon Va'ani Acharon, Umi Baladai Ein Elokim. I'm first and I'm last, says Hashem. The Medrash on the Pasuk says, I'm first because I have no father. I'm last because I have no brother. Besides me, there is no God because I don't have a son. Says the Rav. Said the Gra. The Rav, B'shem, the Gra. What's the pshat of the Medrash? Of course we know God doesn't have a father. What, it's just an anti-Christianity Medrash? Says the Gra, he thinks there's a mistake in the Medrash. The Medrash should read, Ani Rishon, Vani Acharon, I am first because I have no son. I am God to those who don't have sons. I am the son to the one who doesn't have sons. I am the father to the one who doesn't have father. I am the family for the people who don't have family. That's what the Medrash should say, says the Gra. And the Ger Tzedek said to the Gra, Nichamtani, Nichamtani. And after that, the Gra left, and the next day he was executed. But that's always this, said that in Drushas on the second day of Shavuos in the past. That's the story of the Gra having to do with Yesomim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of Yesomim personally. That's the Medrash, and assuming, like the Minchas Chinuch Safek, that a Ger has the status of a Yasom, put that together with the Rabbi Lau, Yasom Amana Yodeid, very special relationship between each Yasom, Rachmana Litzlan. We treat him separately. A member of Goldvech once told me that he goes to camp every summer. So he said he never leaves camp for weddings. Never, he likes to be in camp. He says, except for Shlomo Zalman told him, for Yasomim, you have to leave. Every Yasom's wedding, got to travel the seven seas. When it comes to Yisom and Valmanas, how we treat them above and beyond. That's this mitzvah of Shalala Anos Yasom Almana. Midini HaMitzvah, not only this Hashkafa, but based on this message, Chazal instituted many halachas. That's why the chinuch is very lengthy here, because there are many halachos that Chazal instituted to make sure that we don't take advantage. Let's go through some of them. First of all, it doesn't matter whose widow it is. It could be the king's widow. It doesn't matter whose widow it is. If a widow, she lost her husband, she's in the same boat. She has nobody to speak for her, and therefore, the Isra applies. Skip two lines. The Gemara says in Masechta Shavuos, if somebody wants to be paid back money from orphans, there's a din to Rabbanan. If an orphan owes me money, and I want to go collect, I have to take a shvuah. I have to swear that I wasn't paid back. Normally, I don't need a shvuah. If I go over to a non-orphan with a shtar that says, you owe me money, you have to pay me. And if you deny, you have to swear. Oh, halachis. I have the shtar. That's the din d'rabban. Chazal said, no. You want to take money from an orphan? Swear that you didn't get paid yet. Masha'en kein ba'acher. Va'od, another din. Amru zachron l'vracha. The Gemara Masechas Gittin. Shem yesh lahem rivim shum adam. If an orphan or a widow has a fight, an argument with any individual, Shebezdin chayavin l'tom b'shvilam k'neged ha'toveya osam. Bezdin has to think outside of the box about every single claim possible that they could tie in a four on behalf of the orphans. That's a special din called Ta'aninan. Ta'aninan liyasomim. We taina for them because their father's not here. So Ta'aninan liyasomim. The Minchas Chinuch discusses, does it apply to Almana, each of these also? But at least for yasomim. V'ta'anim l'ta'alatam kol mashi yichashvu sh'ayalach yachol aviyem l'ton. We try to think every taina that the yasomim might have been able to taina. What is it? Special din that we have to do for yasomim. If stam two people have an argument, and Bezdin stick it to themselves, why doesn't this guy tie into the following? They have no mitzvah to do that. To say, mister, hello, that would be an isser. favoring one Baal Din over another Baal Din. But when it comes to Yisomim, Bezdin has to think, what could we claim for these people? Again, if the Yisomim loses the case, he loses the case. But this is the situation. By the way, before we go further, when does somebody lose the status of a Yisomim? Right, somebody's 55 years old, right? They lose their father when they're 80. You know, so that's a Yasam. When does it apply to? When does it continue until? So the Rambam says, let me just try to find it. And Masa Nikram Yisom Linyinzeh, Ad Shalo Yutzrichin La'adam Gadol Lihisamech Alav. Until basically they are self-sufficient, financially self-sufficient, they have confidence in public. Does he go shopping himself? Does he go, right, when somebody becomes, I don't know, a teenager. Even a teenager now, maybe not. Maybe it has to be higher than a teenager. Somebody, when you're not a teenager, after school, after college, right, what does he also apply, right? Because this is a special din. The special din that it applies until they are self-sufficient. There is a halacha that the minchas chinuch does not mention. The chinuch does not mention it either. And that is, if a person is not being tough with them just to be tough with them, but he's being tough with them for their benefit, then that's okay. It's a tough balance. What about a Rebbe who has a Yasam in his class? Sometimes a Rebbe has to push the students in order to be, you gotta be tough. Sometimes the strictest teachers are the best teachers. But the Rambam says that's okay. You just gotta do it carefully. The Rambam says, I'll read the Lashon again. It's all in one halacha, the end of Perek Vav. Says the Rambam, Bamed Rambam Urim Bizmam She'ino Osam Letzarach Atzmo, Aval Ino Osam Harav, Kedei Lamdan Torah O Umnis, O Laholichan Bederach Yeshara, Hare Ze Mutter. It's Mutter if you do give it a benefit, but still the Rambam says you gotta be careful. The Aval Bikain, Lo Yinag Bam Bina Kalata, but still don't be like everybody else. Again, there are the special treatment, yes. So what that the other classmates would say something? They get special treatment. Everybody gets what they need. El Yasalem, Hefresh, Vienali, Benachas, Ubrachimim, Gedolim, Vikavot. That is what the Rambam says in terms of doing it for their benefit. The Sefer Chinuch, back to the Sefer Chinuch, where we are up to, also has another important halacha, three lines from the bottom. He says, on the bottom, in the continuation, in the paragraph, U'mafkidin lo ma'os ha'yesomim lehis'asek bahen be'inyin she'ekarov l'schar shal yisam v'rachog lehefzin. The Sefer, and one line down, he says, a beferish, aputrapis. There is an institution in halacha called aputrapis, which is basically, it comes up in various places, but for orphans, Bezdin has a chiyuv, has an obligation to appoint a guardian for the yesomim, to take care of the funds, take care of all the needs, the financial assets, to take care of everything for the yesomim. That's the sugya of aputrapis. There is a big lumdish discussion in starts off in the Rishonim, but it continues, and it's beferish in the Achronim. How do we view aputrapis? First of all, where did the word aputrapis come from? One of the earliest sources of aputrapis is in Parshas Miketz. If you look in the Pasuk, when Yosef HaTzadik is interpreting Paro's dreams, and Yosef then gives him advice, which we spoke about in a Parsha Shir, Yaseh Paro, the Yafke Pekidim al Haaretz. Hashem should appoint officers over the land, V'chimesh Ezeres Mitzrayim, split it up, basically appoint people to take care of the food in the years of plenty. Says the Targum, Yonasan ben Uziel on that Pasuk, V'yave Paro, V'mane Aputrapin al Ara. First, early source, Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. Aputrapis, support guardians, Yosef HaTzadik is telling Paro to do that. The Lamdas Sugya in the Sugya of Aputrapis is, how do we view an Aputrapis? How much are they stand-ins of the children? And I'll give you an English word in a second, but where does this come up? I'll give you an example. The Rashman Kiddush and Nachman Beis. The Torah tells us, the Gemara says, Atem b'lo aputrapin. The children themselves have to be mafresh their own truma. The aputrapis cannot be mafresh truma on behalf of the children. They can deal financially. Hafreshes truma has got to be their own. That's going to be the children's. So says the Rashma 2 days. Yesh lefarish adrasha gemurahi. Some say this is adrasha daraisa. Atem b'lo aputrapin. Aputrapin are excluded. And v'yesh lefarish delav drasha gemurahi l'aputrapin. So I say no. It's not a drasha daraisa. Why? Listen to the language of the Rashba. D'yadon kiyad yisomim. V'tarmidu ma'asud v'artorah. What do you mean? The aputrapis? They are the yisomim. They're the hand of the yisomim. So what do you mean the aputrapis can't do it? Of course they can do a daraisa. Delo karina beitarim sheino shalo. This is theirs. It's a din derabanan that they shouldn't do it. Okay, but either way, the important point of the Rashba is that it's two different ways to understand that exclusion of aputrapis from being mafresh truma. But what's the lumdus? Are aputrapsin agents or guardians? Think about those two words in English. It's two different connotations. A guardian is not the person themselves, but he watches over and he helps out everything. I take care of your funds. An agent, shluch shalom kamoso. It's an agent. What's an apotropis? That's the 2 days of the Rashba. And it comes up elsewhere. Is the apotropis allowed to be set avadim free of the children? It's machlokas. You look in the Gittin Daf Nun Beis. Again, this comes up in various places. How many apotropsin are appointed? One per child or one per family? It's machlokas in the Rishonim. Again, if it's one per child, it could be because they are stand-ins. They are agents. If it's one per family, maybe it's more of a guardian. Again, that is a big sugi of apotropis. Comes up in Gittin and Kedushin and elsewhere. Okay, let's continue a little bit now. If you go to the next paragraph, all the way at the end, we won't do any more of the dinim right now. The next paragraph, the Chinuch says, Mikol Makom, oh, he does say it, what the Rambam said before, Amar Lahem Shemutar Lanosam Ksasla Toaltam, you're allowed to, quote-unquote, afflict them for their benefit, Gona Rav L'Talmid Oshal Torah Oshal Umnis, Aval Afil Toaltam, you have to do it very carefully. V'yamru Gam Kein Bris Krusa Lahem Shemne'enim B'tzah Kasam. As the Torah tells us, there's a special bris, special covenant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with these Yisomim. Turning over, V'noheges mitzvah zu b'chal bakam v'chal zma, this mitzvah applies always, b'zachar v'nekevis, males and females, shachayav v'nei adam linog imam derech nachas v'kavit. You gotta be careful, and if somebody doesn't act that way properly, then they violate the lo saseh, but no malchus. So now the chinuch says something controversial. V'yaf al pishein lokin alav zeh, even though you don't get malchus, why don't you get malchus? Lefi she'ein ha'inui davar misuyam kedei lahalkos alav. Because there's no specific way of violating this iser. To get malchus, it's got to be specific. You eat this kezias of treif. You do this aveira. You do that aveira. Says the chinuch, the reason you don't get malchus is here is because it's so general. It's like a lav shebe klal. There's so many things that you could do to violate this iser. So you don't get malchus. The Menachas Chinuch in Os Yud asked the Kasha of all the Achronim, why do you have to give this reason for? The Chinuch has said many other times, we discussed this way back in Parshas Bo. The Chinuch says many times, if there's an Aveira you could violate with a Maisa or without a Maisa, that's called the Lasha Ein Bo Maisa. That's what the Chinuch says by Nekama. Nekama you don't get malchus for, even if you burn down the guy's house. Why? Because you could violate Nekama of revenge without doing a Maisa. So if you could violate without an action, so then the whole category is called a Lavsha Ein Bo Maisa, and you don't get malchus. So why doesn't he say that here? So we discussed a little bit back in Parshas Bo, answers to that, but that's what the problem that the Menachas Chinuch has in Os Yud. Why does he give that reason? If you look in the last three lines as well, just to finish off, Varamban Zal Yimnas Haris Yasam Almana Bishnei Lavin. The Ramban counts two separate losases, one for Yasam, one for Almana. Orphans and widows, two separate losases. The Ramban puts them together. The Ramban says, why do you count two? Because in the following pasuk, it says Im Ano. He says Shamoa Eshma with the language of the. Where's my Chumash? Where'd my Chumash go? My Malbim. I don't remember, but if you look in the pasuk when it says it's saying here it is im ano tane oto is singular. The Ramban says singular each one, two separate averus. So if you look in the mefarshim on the Rambam, the Leif Sameach and the other mefarshim on the Sefer Mitzvahs, they defend the Rambam, but it's still one lav lo saanun, and therefore you only count it as one. Just to end off with the Rambam in Hilchos Megillah, the Rambam says what is true simcha in the world? Says the Rambam. Mutav la'adam, talk in Hilchos Megillah. The Rambam says, out of all the mitzvahs of Purim, you're supposed to spend the most money on which one? Matanas la'avyonim. That's the greatest mitzvah. Why? She'ein sham simcha gedola u'mefu'ara. There's no greater mitzvah, ela l'sameach lev aniyim v'yesomim v'almanos v'geirim. There is no greater simcha except to gladden the hearts of orphans, widows, and converts. Sham sameach lev ha'umlalim ha'elu dome l'shchina. Shenemar lahachios ruach shvalim ulahachios leiv nitkayim. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Megillah, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Zayin. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we continue next week. Really, in the Chinuch's world, Mishpatim split up into two parshas, Mishpatim and Parshasim Kesef Talva. So, if we used to have those parshas, we would have been finished the parsha here. But that's it. We finished. We finished Parshas Mishpatim. Now we're up to Parshas in Kesef Talva. We have it as one big parsha. So we still got another 29 mitzvahs to do in this parsha. Okay, everybody should have a good Shabbos and a good Tu B'Shvat.